You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
I don't care about people's feelings. What's wrong with people is their feelings. If anybody can induce feelings into you, angry feelings or leaving feelings of love for you, you're slaves. So in the last hour, I was talking to you about how all these things are happening, why we're losing our country, and admonishing everybody and sort of pissing you off, if you pardon the expression. I'm no typical preacher. But I'll start the program by saying what I said yesterday, and it will be a fitting subject to as a continuum today. There's no need of fighting to overcome a single tyrant, for he is automatically defeated if his country refuses to consent to its own enslavement. It is not necessary to deprive him of anything, but to simply give him nothing. There's no need that the country makes an effort to do anything for itself provided. It does nothing against itself. It is therefore the inhabitants themselves who permit, or rather bring about, their own subjections, since by ceasing to submit, they would put an end to their servitude. A people enslaved themselves cuts their own throat when having the choice between being vassals and being free men. It deserts its liberties and takes on the yoke and gives consent to its own misery. How many people can't say no when they should say no? They say yes. Go along to get along. That's the sickness. And wholesale, it's absolute slavery. No way back. No way back. We're speaking today of the collapse of the American, empire, I suppose, a good word. And the collapsing is precisely because so many people are doing what I said, giving a tyrant yourself, surrendering to yourself. But when you should have been giving the tyrant nothing, not giving in, ceasing to submit to authority, to the pressure they put on you to say yes, and living it as saying no means that you live as a free man. And I'm saying free men, I mean free women too. I mean, that's what it means. Men means women too. So therefore, to accept authority or to accept any kind of teaching, Jewish, Christian, anything, there's beauty in Judaism in the sense. But they're all divided between left and right and all the rest. It's just a mess. And the same as Christians is a big mess. You have different ideas about Jesus. And then you pretty soon you're a broken country. Washington. Yes, George Washington. He overcame that division and talked to the preachers, and they put a Bible and a gun on the podium. And they put out the words that it doesn't matter about people are rich and poor. It doesn't matter. The right thing is the right thing. And so you need to put aside your religion or what you think is a religion and become the Christians. See, Christianity is not a religion. Listen carefully. Listen carefully and tell me I'm wrong. I'm a Jewish man. And my rabbi doesn't exist in this world. And they have rabbis that don't exist in this world. Jewish people do. 15th century people. But this one is different. He's in my heart. So a rabbi, ordinary person, which he's not, can't be in my heart. Can he? He cannot be the son of God and brings a message of salvation and redemption. And because he's the real thing and the only real thing that ever lived, the first real person who's not troubled, he comes to show deal with troubled people. Generations and generations and generations of every race and color and creed broken to pieces by the spoken words and customs, and they fight each other and each have their own tyrant. See that? We have to understand the meaning of freedom. We have to understand that what wonderful country we have is a Christian nation. But you're not yet Christians, for the most part. You're not Christians yet until you move from and have you move and have your being from within, and you do not respond to the spoken word.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, I just want to stay on the subject of yesterday. And I have a pamphlet, and it's not on the web. But it's 44 years old. And it's got a lousy heading. It's a discourse of voluntary servitude. It's a very sort of weak title. But so many titles are. But what I want to speak to you about, and I'm going to just read something to you. And again, I spoke about it yesterday, so you know you're listening to the same program, but you've got to listen to it because I'm speaking or reading something that's beautifully put together. It's a French lawyer and a philosopher of the middle 1500s. He shared his thoughts. And his name is de la Beauté. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's French, obviously. I'm not very good at that. So he says, what strange phenomenon is going on here? I'll just add a few words. What name shall we give it? What is the nature of all our misfortunes, our sufferings? What vice is it, or rather, what degradation to see the endless multitude of people not merely obeying, but driven into servitude, not ruled, but tyrannized? And then he describes the typical tyranny. I did this yesterday, but it's got to be said. You may miss it. Because I'm going to go on from there. It's a 14-page booklet. And so I'm just trying to make it as real as possible by ad-libbing and putting a little piece of energy and spirit in it, not just words. Because you've got to be careful of the spoken word, the written words. You have to understand what the word love means. Your love could be a terrible thing. You could love your pusher, and you could be the pushover, but you still love him. Because you need him. That doesn't mean to say you love anybody when you need them. Why would you need? Because you're empty. Something's missing. And the only place you can find it is the world around you, and they're going to come up and fulfill themselves. Okay? So, what name should we give it? The people suffer from plundering. Wanting this. It goes on forever. People everywhere in the world are suffering in some way. Mental, emotional, physical. Even in the midst of our wonderful nation, all the freedom. What we are doing, the freedom to be wrong. See? That's what we do with freedom to be wrong. You have the freedom to be right. But now we're divided with people who've allowed to themselves to think wrong is right. And the people who think that right is right, but they're not strong enough in their right. So when you're dealing with the devil, when you're dealing with dark forces, you really need to understand how they're playing with your head. I spent my whole life understanding how to stop people being manipulated, because you can't see it. You cannot see it. And you don't understand your own misery, and you can't fight your own misery. You can't help but turn around and to either stay subject to some person, some bully, or turn around and become the bully yourself to refresh what you've lost to the real bully that turned you into his likeness. And do unto others what was done unto you. And Jesus says it very clearly. Do unto others as you would have it done unto you. But you don't hear that. All you get is doing unto others what was done to you. And pretty soon you have a whole hive of people mesmerized by one person. That's right. All thinking alike. In Germany, Adolf Hitler did it. And they still, to this day, nobody understands how he did it. They're still scratching their heads. There's an evil person who, it's really evil. And so what's happening is we are becoming that way. Civil war is part of that. And I have to tell you, this can be stopped. But all I need is support. But look, I'm looking at my producers. I'm not a producer. No, not my producer, but my screen. Are you listening? Are you running away from this? Why don't you call me and say, you know, how can I cure my alcohol? Because if you're an alcoholic or a drug addict, well, especially a drug addict, but what kind of person are you? You're dealing with thoroughly evil people abroad and in this country who are manipulating you and demoralizing you and encouraging you to be demoralized and rewarding you for it. And making you think you're wonderful because you love all these people. You love what's rotten. This cleverness of it is that you've got these broken people are broken, and then the Christian ethic is to ride to the occasion of broken people, but all you do is make them worse. You don't know how to cure them. You've got to bring them to redemption. You haven't found redemption yourself. Most of you Christians are snobs. Most Christians are snobs. They're not really Christians yet. They've got the same problems with their families. When I came on the scene in 1960, it was the left that came down on me as a tyrant, as a cult leader. And then the Christians, the ministers, they came in too. There was no difference between them. I'm sitting in a little town called Grants Pass. And a tremendous incident happened many years ago. My whole family was ridiculed as if we were, you know, some weird people. Do I sound weird? Let me ask you a question. You ministers, you've heard about me, haven't you? Everybody's heard about me, this country, nearly everybody. And they all have an opinion. And they keep their opinion, having never known me and have never listened to me. It's scary. The word Roy Masters is a scare to a lot of people. But it's also a joy when you listen to my program for the good people. Make it better, but there's not enough of you yet. You have to become so perfect. Now you see, now what's this mean? I had a nice talk to one of the Baptist ministers here a long time ago. And so we had a discussion. I gave him my book. And then he gave me a book, you know, and I know what's in it. But we discussed something. I remember, never forget it. He's not a bad person, but he just likes his power. He's not really doing any good for those people. If you go into his church, all they do is rituals. They sway backwards and forwards to music. That's programming. This is not religion. Singing songs is not religion. There's no sing songs in the Bible. It's serious. He just talks to people. He admonishes them gently. I hope this is gentle. It's not meant to be cruel. It's meant to be wake you up. Is it to make you realize you're walking in a sleep? All of you. No matter how intelligent, the more intelligent you are, the more deep you are in that sleep. But the point is, more knowledge. If I wanted to bring down a country, the first place I'd go to is universities. And, if I wanted to, I have the knowledge, exactly that knowledge, but better. I have the knowledge to cure what they say you can't cure. Remember in this opening salvo, my program today, if you listen to it, I said there's no cure for it. There is a cure, and he has a name. He's called Jesus, but he admonishes us, and he says, you have no need for anyone to teach you. What's that? Am I teaching you, or am I admonishing you? What is admonishing you is gently saying, let me show you what's wrong with you, and you'll see it. Oh, I never saw that before. That's what admonishment does. But it's very difficult to... I must admit that the tyrants understand that they put you in a situation where you tend to not want to face what you've become. But you do unto others what was done to you to relieve it. And it doesn't relieve it. It makes you more guilty. And you got music. You don't need music in a synagogue. You don't need any of that. That's all part of the music, is part of a programming. You hear that music and pretty soon you're more of a Jew or more of a Christian. And used on with Christian soldiers, you're not a Christian. It just gives you a false sense of worth. There's something more to that. There's so much more to it, you understand? But it's more and it's less. It's like a contradiction. Less is more. In other words, all you need to do is learn what meditation is. And it's not like anything on earth. Nothing. Because all of that is hypnotism. It's all hypnotism. It's all manipulations. It's all temptations. And you don't know how to resist them. They come into the world and you can't help but be beguiled by the people before you. Generations and generations and generations. In your heart, in every nation of every country, if you go to Africa, And you get the little people there. See, they're 4 feet high, and it's tied in the jungle. You'll find, if you can talk to them, that there's something in their hearts that's the same as you. Go to the farthest people, and they're there. They speak a different language, but if you can just find a way to speak their language, and use the language the way I use my language, you'd see that they're brothers and sisters of us, but they can't speak up because the world is run by really wicked people. Really, really wicked weasels. You can't depend. Your country must be built on a rock. See? It's got to be built. And what's that rock? It's a metaphor for him who created the universe. He's your father. He's your leader. He's invisible, but so is the devil. Do you understand that? So he is inside your head and make you commit suicide. It makes you a radicalized person to go out and murder people. You weren't born that way. I want you to understand you're not born in those feelings that come into you, the kind of love that spoils, that is an appeaser. That's dangerous. Appeasers are dangerous because they empower. Who are the appeasers in Germany? The people who yielded and go along to get along, but when the door is closed, not one of them dares to speak up. And then they become an encouragement to the male soldiers, glorifying murder, making the enemy of England. And England is a decent place. It was a decent place. Wonderful place, actually, it was one time. People weren't great, you know, wealthy or anything, but they were decent people. But that's what entices people to look to see the weakness of it. And there was weakness, and we lost God knows how many people. All right. So, let me say this. So the people suffer from plundering, wantonness and cruelty, and not from the army and not from a barbarian horde, on account of whom they must shed their blood and sacrifice their lives for a single man, but not from Hercules and not from a Samson, but from a little man, that well, we got one up there, see. Too frequently, the same little man is the most cowardly and effeminate, there it is, in the nation. He's a stranger to the powder of battle and hesitant on the sands of tournament. To end the tyranny and the empire, to reverse the concentration of power, to stop the ambitious Leviathan, this gentleman who wrote it is a Frenchman, Labortic, at the age of 18, advised simply. And here it is again, having me said my point. And this is what you need to learn from a meditation. You see, the reason why it never really helped anybody, because this is what you have to do. See? Which you can't do. See, he sees what needs to be done. And listen what he says. And I'm saying you don't know how to do this, but I can show you that you need a basis for it. And I was telling the story about being, I didn't finish my story about the preacher, the Baptist preacher. We had a talk, and I said to him, well, you believe in the Bible is the perfect word of God. He says, yes. I said, when you come to becoming perfect, what do you say about that? He says, well, that's not possible. You can't become perfect. See, what that means is the whole business of that church is to overcome, you know, to support the worst in people. Because you've got to be very careful about that. I could lose my whole audience this way. He says, because you can't become perfect. But if you can't be perfect, you can't deal with anything. And you don't know, you have to know what perfect is, don't you? There's got to be redemption from the imperfect, and it's got to be complete at one step after another. So there must be the first meeting with your Creator. You must find a way to find out, where is my Creator? Where is my ground of being? What is whispering to my soul? Is it good or evil? And so the preacher says, he says, but you can't be perfect. And Jesus said just the opposite. He says, become perfect. I said, look at what's in the Bible. Read it. He says, become perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. All the things I do, you can do. It's not easy, difficult. It's not difficult to find what you look for. It isn't difficult. It's not complicated. It's complicated. They don't know what perfect is. It's so easy. It's like going from the Berlin Wall. On the other side is evil Russians, communists, and they shoot you if you try to get across that wall. But if you can get across the wall, you go to freedom. It's a typical thing. You've got to cross a wall. You have to be the prodigal son. You have to have all the suffering. And then one day you say, oh, what's it all about? You go to church every morning, go to synagogue every morning, and once a week. But that's an addiction. You shouldn't need to. You shouldn't need me. I'm going to help you not to need me, but to find what I got, and then I've done my work. Don't you see? I catch and release. I don't catch and hold on. I feel embarrassed to ask for you to ask to give me donations. It's not in my nature to feel comfortable about asking you, but I have to. Silence. Okay. So let me see it again. It has to be, you got to understand that what you're dealing now with perfectly evil people. ISIS is the lowest of the low. There's nothing more dirty and filthy and evil as that. You have to have something opposite, just as perfectly good as a perfectly good person. And it can cut, but the difference is, it takes years and years and years to make these people be murderous and to complete them and to kill those who don't obey. To kill those who have a conscience. They make sure that they don't exist. And the little kids can't get out, can they? There's here you've got freedom. Freedom to listen to Roy Masters and take another look at your religion. Because Jesus didn't come to give you a religion. He came to save you from it, to fulfill it. The Ten Commandments, you don't need them anymore. It's in your heart. It should be, naturally. Not pummeled into your head, but what's in your heart is what made the universe. He created the universe. And all he wants is for you to suffer that. Because if he made Adam and Eve all over again, it'd be the same thing over and over and over again because they're not ready to deal with it. So he left these two to multiply. And what multiplied was children are not, who can't say children are born evil, they're born into it. See, born into it. See, just a little tiny word. Not born in sin, but born into a sinful, corrupt nation. America was the most beautiful. It was full of broken people, but slowly but surely it emerged. It had the space to do it. If this country is lost, the whole universe is lost. The whole world is lost. And I'm proud to be an American, but maybe not so much. If you continue listening to psychiatrists, psychologists, and politicians, and looking for love in all the wrong places, you see. And do you understand that doctors don't really know what's really wrong with you? It's all guess. All they do is deal with a symptom, as if it stood in ice, as it all by itself in isolation. It's a thing. No, it's a cause and effect. It's a devolution. It's devolution. The more you react to the pressures of life, the worse you become. And you've got to become one of two people. You become one of two or both. Passive aggressive. So you got both. So you're either passive, go along, but you give power to a bully. You give a power to bullies all the way up a chain of gang that's that in motion, like a ripple. And so then there's a tendency to love the worst in people. As if that was love. And you can't possibly do it. The institutions, the mental institutions, don't know how to deal with anything at all. No one recovers. No one. No one gets out of this. But you need to find the truth. And all you need is one little understanding at a time. One foot in front of the other. And it grows and grows into being. And trials and tribulations are what you're going to have to deal with properly now, before it's too late. No people calling me to say, what the hell are you talking about? No one can stand up to what I'm saying, even though I'm using basic English. I'm not sophisticated. I don't use fancy language. I can't. It's been taken away from me. I have to stick within the 800 basic English. It's much better to make it simple. Make it simple, stupid. That's what they say to me. And so, please support the program. I don't like to do this. But you see, I don't like to manipulate. I don't want you... I don't know, it's uncomfortable. It should be natural for you if you understand what I'm saying and I've helped you to help you know what redemption is and how independent you can be. And not, oh, you're not dependent, but independent. But that's the special word, independence. Education comes from the word educare, which means to bring forth from within, not to slap up like a coat of paint. And you don't want to slap a coat of paint on a person and call them Christians, because they will not be able to survive the horror, the cruelty that's coming down at you. They need to be greeted by some magical quality, something magical, like George Washington's. Magic. They saw him shot several times, and nothing stopped him. You have no idea the brilliance of this man. No idea. Even stepping down and not wanting to become a third-term politician. It's amazing. He didn't tell Congress. He didn't have any power there. He had 300 people with 3,000 soldiers with him, volunteers. It's all done by a small minority to fight the UK, so to speak, in those days. But he dare not mention that we don't have any powder. He didn't, because the treachery in Congress, it would get around that he doesn't have any powder. That'd be the end of him. He had to keep that a secret. So there's so much magic there. You have no idea how beautiful those people were. They shared his vision. I want you to hear also to share mine. And I want, there's enough of you I can reach. See, this, I have a microphone. I need more stations. I need more money. I want to talk, the whole world can listen to this so I can reach all over the world. And the world is fortuitously mostly English. English is the strongest language everywhere. There's always someone that can translate. See, so I'm getting calls from Denmark and India and places like that. But the point is, it's the same thing for all of us. Now I can preach. Christianity. I can preach it because I'm Jewish. I can. Jesus is Jewish. He's my mentor. He's inside me, though. He's not a preacher outside me. So when I speak to you and admonish you, it's called love. And I know I'd be persecuted for it. Fine.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
So let me finish the program with this. The people suffer from plundering, wantonness. I'm talking to everybody in the world right now, assuming that you can get me. The people suffer from plundering, wantonness, cruelty, but not from an army. And not from a barbarian horde. See, I've said this twice, three times in the last couple of days. It's got to go. But the point is, there's something behind this that makes it possible. But he's looking at the surface of it. He had it himself, that's why he could see it. But no, but they have to have what caused him to say this in order to see this. You have to have the ability to understand that he is speaking from his intuition. And it's disturbing to tyrants. So the people suffer from plundering and wantonness and cruelty, and not from an army, not from a barbarian horde, on account of whom they must shed their blood and sacrifice their life, from a single man, not from a Hercules, not from a Samson, but from a little man. Too frequently the same little man keeps reappearing. Is the most cowardly and effeminate. Our president is effeminate in the nations. He's the most cowardly and effeminate in the nation. You put him in that power and you give him the power to really, really screw you. See? In other words, the dark side of him appears. And you can't do anything because it took an abundance of millions of people to support him, and it takes millions of people to take him down. And the millions of people who could take him down needs to be, they have to see them as what he is and give it a name. Treachery. You name it, you would name it, I could find better words, but treachery. It's not, he knows what he's doing. You can't say he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's doing. It's like, you know, he's a stupid man. You can't say that. You've got to take the word treacherous. You've got to do that. Treacherous is it. I want you to use that word. Treacherous. Don't be afraid. But see, you are afraid. You are afraid. You give in to pressure. How many times? Let me tell you again before I finish reading this. I'm reading something. Let me tell you again a story, a little tiny story. And the story is, a little girl comes on my radio program once in a while. She was 8 or 9, not long ago. And she calls me Grandpa. I'm not a grandpa. I know who they are. But it's a story behind that. A mother was violated by a stepfather. See, her mother allowed for that. So she has a bad grandma. But here's the story. There's a beginning to it, but this is the part that's interesting. She says to me this, and this is everything you need to understand. She's innocent. She's beautiful. She's learning about human beings, and she has someone to champion that, me. She calls me Grandpa. And she calls up one day and says, Grandpa, is it all right to say no to my grandma? That was the witch. I knew that. Is it okay to say no to my grandpa if she wants to give me toys and things? I said, do you feel a pull? She says, yes, I feel a pull. That pull is temptation. You know what that means? It means it's evil. Yes, she's a grandma, but there's evil there. Temptation. Can you stand up quietly if she gets angry and throws away all the toys in the garbage cans and runs like hell and curses you? She says, yes, I can do that, Grandpa. And she did it. My daughter runs a petting zoo. She has 100 people working for her. And they all saw what happened. That woman threw those. She said, no, thank you. I don't want those toys. Thank you, Grandma. That's what she said. And she held the ground and looked at her grandma. And the mother cut, she went crazy. She screamed, little bitch, you know, all kinds of things. And throws the gifts into a garbage can and runs and never seen again. That's what a little girl can do. That's what we call perfection. That is a moment of perfection. But if you understood that everybody, how can I say this? People do not know what they're doing. And she, in her wickedness, wanted to tempt her little granddaughter, see, but she didn't know she was doing it. Her wickedness is passed through the generations, But the little one here had the chance to see how the Lord works. And she's so close to her Creator, she doesn't realize what a wonderful thing she... All I did has to tell her, you have that power. See, I didn't say power. I said, do you think you could say no? But she wanted to say no. She wanted to know what was right, if it was right to say no. And if I was anybody else, I said, no, listen. If I was anybody else and I didn't know better, I said, look, don't let you... You know, why don't you take those nice things from Grandma? Don't hurt her feelings. Yes, hurt her feelings. That's what I say. Yes, hurt the feelings. But not purposely. Graciously. No, thank you, Grandma. When you feel the pull, now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm giving you a clue. But this little girl doesn't have much sin. You do. It may be just a few little antics I have to ask you to do. Meditate. And I'll show you the prodigal son. I could show you how to say no when you would have said yes. And change your life. And change the life of this country, because you are going to meet people who want you to fight them. And I can tell you my stories. And my stories would make a book. I don't know who would write that book. I'm too busy writing physics. That's my next thing that I love the most. To find the energy from the field. That's it. And I know what it's all about now. But that's neither here nor there. What I'm saying to you is that you have the power if you sit still and become like a little child. Jesus said it. Become as a little child and understand that unless you become as that little child, to be teachable, not so much teachable, but to be admonished. See, if I had a new start and a new marriage, I would have done a better job, because I was too busy helping other people and letting my wife screw all the other kids. That was really it. But they're still doing better. And they're not any better than anybody else, I say. And David here is a good, very good person. He's gone through my son here is a very good person, and he's gone through his trials and tribulations, and he's gone through his cancer, and he's gone through all kinds of things, and his heart problems and things like that. And now he looks like he's 30. He's 60, 62, 63. Like it took time for suffering. Suffering makes you want to know. You want to not suffer and drink and smoke and look to take away the conscience, which feels like an enemy. Your conscience feels like an enemy. So when you sit quietly, you can't be still, because if you're still and don't know what's beyond, if you're not still in the right place, you have anxiety. And the anxiety looks like the enemy. It's something you need to take drugs for. No, if you would understand anxiety, if you would look at the anxiety as if it was a friend, means that something's wrong, I don't know what it is, but I'm not going to give a solution to it. I'm going to go into a doctor, I'm going to do this and that. And you see, you're going to live on drugs. And the more drugs you get, the longer you live. The longer you live, the more drugs you need. You die having never lived. That's it. Most of our country people die from never having lived. Purpose of life is to live forever. To show your courage and to be a hero in the eyes of God. And you are not that yet. I'm not that yet. I'm in the process. Every day is one foot in front of the other. That's why it's so simple. Learn not to overcome. Try to overcome the overcomer. But don't let him overcome you. And in other words, how can I say this? Because I've said it so many times and so many different ways to say it. But keep your cool. And you cannot keep your cool and overcome the overcomer. And to have this magic that will drive the enemy away just by looking at them and being that person that has no fear, no anger, no grudge, nothing, to feel, be free from all of the influences of the world. And in the middle of that world, you have a world of people in America that will begin to hate innocence. It's happening all the time. You see, you want to look at the truth about what's going on. Half of the children are broken and demoralized. Half of them, at least, and have been abused, sexually abused. And so you see, it's when you're coming into the world gets into you. And so you never were guilty. You inherited, you're born into, I keep saying this over again, you're born into culture. And you can't take the boy out of the country. You take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy after that. Once you've been penetrated, once something gets inside you and sits unholy in the place of the holy, you are finished. And you can go to anybody, you can take drugs and alcohol, but you're only going to get worse, because up pops the devil with all these solutions and makes you feel better, and up pops ladies and people with doubtful virtues and values. And then you have pretty soon you can't bear your own misery and suffering, so what do? You gamble, you mess around with the ladies, you're looking for pleasure. You're looking for sense of worth. Sense of worth is worthless. You need to find, and I need to show you, how the truth will make you free. What is the truth? Well, it's the prodigal son. It is, when I hear that, when I go to a movie and watch that, the Jesus imitator, which sometimes is a good thing to talk about, the prodigal son, I have a little feeling in my heart saying, this is beautiful. He lives in a pigsty. He squanders his money, and then he says, my father's house is better than this, and he goes home. So, let me see. So, here we go again. So, this is what I was saying, in case you missed it. The people suffer from plundering and wantonness all over the world. But not from an army, but from not from a barbarian horde, on account of whom they must shed their blood and sacrifice their life for a single man. Not from Hercules, not from a Samson, but from a single little man. Too frequently it's the same little man is the most cowardly and effeminate in the nation, because he loves you as you are, like he's mothering you. Okay. And he's a stranger to the powder of battle, and hesitant on the sands of tournament. To end the tyranny and the empire, to reverse the concentration of power, to stop the ambitious Leviathans, this person called Dila Buetti, I can't pronounce it properly, but it's in the 15th century, who was 18 years old, advised simply, there's no need for fighting to overcome the single tyrant, because they're everywhere. For he's automatically defeated if the country refuses to consent its own enslavement of the lawless laws. It is not necessary to deprive him of anything, but simply give him nothing. There is no need that the country makes an effort to do anything itself provided. It does nothing against itself. It is therefore the inhabitants themselves who permit, or rather bring about, their own subjection, since by ceasing to submit, they will put an end to their servitude. A people enslaves itself. it cuts its own throat. And when having a choice between being vassals and being free men, it deserts its liberties and takes on the yoke and gives consent to its own misery. What more can I say than that? Now we say, we're speaking today of the collapse of the American Empire, or what's left of it. We have lost our virtues. We've lost the true religion of the heart. Religion is not the spoken word. It's the unspoken word that speaks through me to you. Please, I want nothing but freedom for you.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Here I am. Look, we need to... This is 42 years old. I wrote 42 years ago and warned about America. This is 14 pages and it needs editing. Yeah, the 14 pages needs a good editor. We have one. And it was supposed to have been done a little while, but this lady was busy. So I let it go, and it needs to be edited right. It's a long time ago, and there's situations that you will recognize looking back. And so that it gives it a time frame where I was. 42 years ago. Now, I've only got to one page because I had lived around it and keep repeating what this person says, but he would not know how to bring you to that, to the prodigal son. See, there's got to be something in the heart that happens which takes you away from the servitude of the spoken word and the authority around you. And while you have halfway decent authority, halfway, but you have corruption in both parties, and I can tell you this, it's true. You can see it for yourself. And I'm not going to tell you about breath of fresh airs about certain people, but that's how I see it. There's a breath of fresh air somewhere out there, isn't there? It's not magic. It's neither left or right, isn't it? Simple. So, I'm not saying who it is, because it's one of several people. But you can pick one of these people. You could pick any one of them and you could have something better. As long as they don't belong to left or right. Because otherwise what you got are a marriage of politics. You have the bitch on the right and the son of a bitch on the left. Son of a bitch on the right, excuse me, and the bitch on the left, excuse the expression. Neither one of them any good for us kids. And so somewhere, where else would you look? There's families everywhere like that. The family's breaking down that way. Families are purposely broken down because virtue is unconquerable. And you need to come back to virtue, but not to sing songs and studying words and phrases. The knowledge of good is as dangerous as the knowledge of evil. Do you understand? So it's not something you learn from a person, because how the hell you would know what they're saying is right. I can see that Christianity is beautiful, but not when people lead you like a donkey. Not because you're dependent on every week to go to church or synagogue. That doesn't do it. You need a much more perfection than that. Much, billions of times more perfection. But it happens all at once if you use a meditation like I've got, a little meditation, and you go to my website, and it's called 7-Minute Meditation. And you do that a couple times a day, a couple weeks. And the very first day you may hit the top right there, magic, just like that. All of a sudden everything's clear. All of a sudden you can see the mistakes you're making. You're getting irritated and upset. Oh, I see that. It goes away. And every time the light shows you, it's an epiphany. And you know what an epiphany is? It's worth a million books. So when you're sitting in the toilet, when you're having a shower, when you're walking down the street, looking at the scenery, and not having anything in mind especially, all of a sudden, an epiphany comes. The thoughts are cyclic, round and round. And there's good thoughts and there's bad ones. But there's intuition that could tell, oh, I see that. But you see, you may have to be, you must somehow be still and to know what one is, what, let's say it's scriptures, what one do understand. What does it mean to begin with? What does it mean to be still? That is the clue. That is what I'm sharing with you. What does it mean to be still? Does it mean to blank out your mind? Is it to do mantras? No. What are you going to do? There's a secret to it. It's been lost for thousands of years. The Christians of those days, if they came back to this day, would be, well, the Christians of today would persecute the Christians of 2000. I mean, you know, 2,000 years ago or so. There's something not quite right with Christianity, which is the most beautiful in non-religion. Because all you need is, you don't need the scribes and the Pharisees. You don't need them. They're the problem. And so when you decide you don't want to go to church, or if you're addicted to a church or a synagogue, or anything, you're getting close, but not good enough. You need fulfillment, but you can't find it in the world. You can't find it in verses and chapters. You can if you understood them. So sit by yourself and flick the Bible, especially the New Testament, and just wait for something to jump out. Just flick the pages, and wow, that's an epiphany. And that epiphany is not a memory in the ordinary sense. It is a relationship to Creator. I see that. What freedom this is. I want more of this. And so now you learn to not be angry and not to overreact to people. That's the beginning. So now, will you support my program? 800-877-3227 if you want to call it. Office. All right. Sorry about that, David. We had a nice discussion. No harm done.
I thought it was very good.
I thought it too. It was very nice. It's a very nice little squabble there. All right. So the address of the foundation is Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. A check, please. It's tax deductible. We're on the same level of as far as legality is concerned as the Catholic Church. And go to FHU.com. FHU.com. Download that Yes, the Be Still, you can get that too, but that's not free. Except to prisoners and veterans. And so I say thank you very much. And have a good one.